Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And I join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 SBR in Lee. Farmer has the week off this time, but I hope we got a decent show planned for you today. We're going to be hearing from Michael McGoldrick, John Francis Flynn, Maria Doyle Kennedy, and Ezra Mead for a good show today. So we're starting off with Michael McGoldrick for his album Wired with Wired to the Moon. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. Excuse me. My name is Kevin Cahill. And what you just heard was from a CD that I have called Memories of Ireland. They do not identify the instrumentalists. But nonetheless, the name of the tunes was Teddy O'Neill, The Moon Behind the Hill, and really a lament on their third one, Come Back, Paddy Riley. And before that, you heard a very daring, I think, interpretation of Within a Mile of Dublin by John Francis Flynn, quite a popular entertainer in Ireland at the moment. And first up on this set, you heard from Michael McGoldrick from his album Wired with his instrumental Wired to the Moon. And now we're going to be hearing from Patrick Street from their Best Of album. And we're going to be listening to Rainbow Mid the Willows.
Last night I dreamed of my true love. All in my arms I held her. Last night I dreamed of my true love. All in my arms I held her. When I awoke, she was not there. Now I must live without her. Oh, I awoke and she was not there. Now I must live without her. They have taken away my young true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Yes, they've taken away my young true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Oh, she's the only one I love, my rainbow mid the willows. I searched for her both far and wide. I made some low inquiries. Yes, I searched for that girl both far and wide. I made some low inquiries. They all said no, she is not here. We would have no such in our keeping. No, no, they lied, she is not here. We would have no such in our keeping. But when she heard me speak these words, she whispered low at her window. Yes, when she heard me speak these words, she whispered low at her window. Oh, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains hinder. Yes, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains hinder. I swore that locked room I would enter. Yes, when I heard these words of hers, I swore that locked room I would enter. Or I would know the reason why she was locked and chained within there. I would surely know the reason why she was locked and chained within there. Up stepped her father stern and wise, likewise two stalwart brothers. Up stepped her father, stern and wise, likewise two stalwart brothers. Oh, before you'd enter that locked room, in your life's blood you will wallow. Oh, before you enter that locked room, in your life's blood you will wallow. They have taken away my own true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Yes, they've taken away my own true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Oh, she's the only one I love, my rainbow near the willow. Yes, she's the only one I love, my rainbow mid life's willow.
Thank you.
Adele Mead there from her album Blue Fantasia. I Thought It Was You was the name of the song. You probably guessed that. And before that, we heard from Maria Doyle Kennedy. Can't get much more Irish than that. With her song Magpie from her album Charm. And we started off the set with The Best of Patrick Street, as I mentioned, with the longest song, the instrumental, Rainbow Mid the Willows. Excuse me, it was a vocal, Rainbow Mid the Willows. And I thought that it was interesting that he refers to his partner as the Rainbow Mid the Willows. Very romantic, probably, huh? What do you think? So we want to offer our congratulations, not that she's going to hear it, to Catherine Connolly, who has recently been elected the president of Ireland. She did her due diligence and went out to Galway today, which is her home county. And I think some of the things that she's spoken about during, there's really no campaigning for the presidency, but during her inauguration speech at Dublin Castle yesterday, thinking that her efforts should be directed towards homelessness and, pointedly, Irish neutrality to be maintained in the face of some of the current events that are going on, not only in the world, but in Europe as well, and for which comments she received much praise. But oddly, or not oddly, perhaps, she did mention that there is a constitutional desire for a united Ireland, underpinned, however, by consent. A constitutional desire for a united Ireland underpinned by consent. You haven't heard a politician say that in Ireland in a long time. Now we're going to hear from Andy Irvin from his album, Old Dog Long Road, with Farewell to Ballymoney.
Sailors all on you, I call you heroes stout and brave, that are inclined to cross the sea, your homelands now to leave. Come join with Captain Colston, that hero stout and bold, who fought his way all on the sea and never was controlled. Oh, we sailed away from Liverpool, the weather being fine, bound for New York City, boys, it was our chief design. We being all Irish emigrants, the truth to you I'll tell, who in the distress, our homes had left, and to Ireland bid farewell. On the evening of the 25th, our captain he did cry, "Clear away the decks, me boys, for a strange sail I do spy. And all you Irish emigrants, awake now from your sleep. For in a few more hours, me boys, you'll be slumbering in the deep. For a pirate ship is coming down just from the western sea, but to rob us of our property, going to America. Well, the pirate ship came up to us and ordered us to stand. Your gold and precious cargo, this moment we demand. Your gold and precious loading, resign to me this day. For one living soul you'll never bring on to America." But up and spoke our captain with voice both loud and bold, saying we will slumber in the deep before we'll be controlled, before that we'll surrender our property to thee. We'll fight like Irish hearts of oak and gain the victory. So the battle it commenced, and the firing did begin. They wounded the captain's mate and killed two of his men. But our Irish boys were valiant and brave, and our cannons loud did roar. And we killed 10 of the pirate men and threw them overboard. Cries of women and children as in the hold they lay, and our captain and his gallant crew, they showed an Irish play. The captain's wife, she came on deck, saying, "I'll soon end this strife." And with a pistol ball she took the pirate captain's life. And it's to conclude and finish, the truth I'll tell to you. Oh, we never lost a single man excepting one or two. And the pirate ship surrendered just at the break of day, and we brought her as a prisoner unto America.
Show me how. monster, a bump in the night was never much to ask for. It's hard to pull back, 'cause you always remember. At least you're intact, at least you surrendered. And nobody said I'd be gone with the water, but it could be worse, at least that's what you taught her. She learned to talk before you. You've still got nothing to say.
For love is Lord of all. she was only very small. Her gentle mother died. The true love keeps her memory warm. My
an a cappella version there of My Langan Love from the band Landless. And before that, you heard a non-a cappella version of The House That Sailed Away from the Pillow Queens, their album Leave the Light On. And first up on that set, as I mentioned before, Andy Irvin from Old Dog Long Road, Farewell to Ballymoney. Isn't that where Obama went when he went to Ireland, was Ballymoney? Anyway, today in Irish history, a sad tale. On the 16th of November, 1688, Anne Glover became the last person to be hanged in Boston, Massachusetts, as a witch. Glover was born in Ireland, and she was brought to Barbados to work as an indentured servant. From there, she went to Boston, where she was employed as a housekeeper by John Goodwin, along with her daughter, Mary. She worked in the Goodwin household for several years, until the summer of 1688, when four of the five children in the family became ill. Dr. Thomas Oakes, a well-known physician, concluded that, quote, "Nothing but a hellish witchcraft could be the origin of these maladies," unquote. Anne was subsequently arrested and tried for witchcraft. During the trial, she refused to renounce her Roman Catholic faith. The fact that she could only recite the Lord's Prayer in Irish and in broken Latin did not bode well for her. Cotton Mather's, a New England Puritan, described Glover as, quote, "a scandalous old Irish woman, very poor, a Roman Catholic, and obstinate in her idolatry." She was found guilty and executed. So in case you were wondering how it was for Irish Catholics in Boston in 1688, there you have it. And now we're going to hear from Karen Casey. Thank you.
passed away before the end of day. For your rebel heart, you must depart. I'll put all the stars out there for to dress your lovely hair, and the moon will be the host of the air. And I'll sing a rebel song for you. Oh,
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced program here at WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR FM 88.7 on your radio dial here in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Gurum Agashahi Shahugan.